Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Gerald Callahan, president of Express Ranches. We're back with Gerald here in just a moment.
Time to take back your pastures from the parasites with Long Range, the first and only extended-release dewormer that takes just one dose. One dose for up to 150 days of effective parasite control. One dose for more weight gain in your cattle and more dollars in your back pocket. So this grazing season, send parasites packing and see your animals packing on the pounds. Because while there's a lot you can do for your cattle's health, nothing has greater economic impact than relieving the parasite burden. Ask your veterinarian or Behringer Ingelheim sales representative about season-long parasite control from Long Range. Or check out thelongrangelook.com.
Federal law restricts this drug to use by or on the order of a licensed veterinarian for use in cattle only, not for use in humans or other animal species. Keep out of reach of children, not for use in breeding bulls or in calves less than 3 months of age, not for use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, including dry dairy cows or in-deal calves. Post-injection site damage such as granulomas and necrosis can occur. These reactions have disappeared without treatment, not for intravenous or intramuscular use. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Full prescribing information, visit thelongrangelook.com.
Express Ranch is getting ready for their spring bull sale, and their president, Gerald Callahan, says they've got a lot of information for bull buyers to look at, which will hopefully allow them to buy the best bull for their cow herd.
Of all the bulls that we sell and all the cattle here at Express do have genomically enhanced EPDs. And real simply, it means that we pull blood on each one of those calves. We actually do it here at 3 months of age. We submit those, and then that indicates that animal's genomics and their genetic tabulation and their ability to transmit those genetics to their offspring. And it's very, very powerful depending on the trait, but it's already, when we sell these yearling bulls and coming two-year-old bulls here, it's already like that bull had sired a calf crop. It depends on the trait, but somewhere between 8 and 22 calves, it's like that you had that progeny phenotypic data from each one of those calves back into his EPDs. So what we look at it as here is, for our commercial bull buyers, we look at it as it should give them added confidence. If they're buying a bull to use on heifers, it's some proof. In other words, he should be a heifer bull. If he's double-digit CED, if he's low on his birth weight EPD, they should be able to buy him with more confidence that he's going to reduce the problems that they have in calving. If he's a high-growth bull and one that they want to use on cows, then they should have more confidence that he's going to sire calves that weigh heavier, that have more pounds. And if they take those cattle all the way through the feedlot phase, or whoever buys them do that, then when they look at his marbling and his ribeye, they should also have more confidence that that kill data on his progeny is going to be correct.
So for that buyer that comes to your sale, or any of these purebred sales that are out here in the country, what would be your recommendation? In other words, how do they get that their arms around all the information that's available on all these animals?
Well, I think you really don't have to study the individual percentiles on EPD. On genomics. All you really need to do is look at the EPDs, because all that information flows into that singular numerical value for each EPD. If I'm going to buy bulls to use on heifers, I'm going to want him to be an 8 or above on CED and below a 1.5 on birth EPD. We call those 4-star Kevinese bulls, and then I think that we can, with confidence, people can buy those bulls and know that it's going to reduce their calving difficulty. So all you really have to do is look at the actual EPD. You don't have to worry about the percentile in terms of what that animal did on genomics. Is we've tried to boil this down, the American Angus Association has tried to boil this down so that it's easy to use for the commercial cattleman, and all that he really has to do is analyze the EPDs and figure out what he is looking for in his individual operation.
Does that include using what the dollar averages?
Yeah, you also have the bioeconomic indexes, which there's several of those, but the big ones would be dollar M, dollar maternal, and dollar B. Dollar B is a big driver. We also publish a dollar C. Dollar C is a combination of dollar maternal and dollar beef. Those are bioeconomic indexes that are derived from their EPDs on certain traits and put into an index. If you're on dollar beef, it's very growth and carcass driven because it's comprised of carcass weight, marbling, ribeye. It also has a fat component. It also has a dry matter intake component in it. If you look at dollar maternal, it's got a whole bunch of EPDs that are combined in it, from Kevinese to mature cow weight to heifer pregnancy to the weaning growth. And it has several traits in it, but the dollar indexes, I think, work well. We have a lot of confidence over the years that dollar beef is very indicative of cattle that performed really well on a post-weaning growth and also performed very well on the rail.
Gerald Callahan of Express Ranches, their bull sale coming up the first Friday in March. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Ince Auction and Realty, Oklahoma's premier land and equipment auctioneers, in conjunction with Cutter Energy, present a virtual mineral consignment auction. It's Tuesday, February 16th at 10 a.m. Mineral consignments are being accepted until Tuesday, February 9th, featuring lots from Lamb, Beaver, Beckham, Kingfisher, Logan, Custer, Major, and Roger Mills counties, just to name a few. For more information, visit InceAuctions.com or call 405-663-2200. 405-663-2200.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Stay warm, everybody, and stay safe. I'm Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.